I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
I'm a little nervous there.
I didn't know if you guys were playing chicken or. Okay, so as we move to our current business, we're going to talk about the updated purchasing and bidding policy. There was a discussion, I think, at a council meeting in February. That was moved to committee. Committee had a discussion with Spencer and Sean O'Brien about the purchasing policy. It's kind of gone back and forth. There was some confusion in their 2018 policy because we had used the 2018 policy to have the discussion in committee. And it was actually, we were looking at working from the 2020 policy. And then I got a call this afternoon from Kelly, the city attorney, and he was looking at what we had posted over the weekend on the purchasing policy. And he wanted to make a few corrections. To summarize, mainly his corrections were to dial it back. He felt that some of the authorities in there were, he didn't think what we could support those. So what I'd like to do is I'd just like to look at both of them. We'll go over the purchasing policy. I don't think it'll take us long.
When did these changes get uploaded?
Okay,
because this wasn't the same one I looked at.
Right.
Before
this got uploaded probably between 4:30 and 5.
Okay.
And this is the changes Kelly had from the one that we posted over the weekend. So which one is this? Is this the, okay, there's that one. And then can you open a new screen there? Yeah, so then we can compare that one with this one. Okay, the one on the left is the 2021 that was approved by council. So if you look at the public works projects costing it's now $350,000 or more. It says if budgeted or otherwise approved by council, the mayor has the authority to execute. Kelly wanted to dial that back. He felt like when you read the RCW, it should say council to award the contract and the mayor and the city administrator to approve and execute the contract. So that's what this new proposed language is today. Second is projects costing under 350. In the old one, it said projects under 300,000. The key figure here is 116,155. If the project's greater than that figure, then the council is to award the contract. If the project is less than that figure, the city administrator or mayor may award the contract if the project was budgeted through our normal budget process or otherwise approved by the council. Mayor to approve and execute the contract in either scenario. Then, if you go to the next item, he completely eliminated the projects at 75,116 in that language that was posted. And he came up with these new amounts that are now, amounts that are now in the RCW of 75,000 projects costing under 75,000 for a single trade or 116,155 for multiple trades. If it's budgeted or otherwise approved by the council, the mayor can execute that contract. And then we go to the change order. And in the change order, this was a lot of this was information that you guys discussed in the committee, and John Erickson had brought that forward. That ordinance that they have in this other city actually says 100,000. This is more restrictive. This 50,000 figure is what I think you guys agreed upon in the committee meeting. So if you have a project and there's a change order to the project and it's under 50,000 and it's under 10% of the awarded contract amount and it's within the approved budget, annual budget, then as far as authority, if the change order will result in the total amount or cost of the project to exceed the amount approved by council in the annual budget, in the annual budget amount otherwise approved by council, the change order must be authorized by the council before execution. Otherwise, if it falls under those, one, the 50,000, two, the 10%, three, doesn't go over the budgeted amount that the council budgeted in their annual budget, then the mayor has the authority to sign it. Mayor said,
didn't see, and I think this is a great time to bring it up, I didn't see the language we talked about, reasonable exception. And I know that that meeting ran long, so I was actually, when I left here, I was concerned that we didn't, because we kind of went back and forth, if you remember right, Spencer and Sean, and I didn't see a lot of people writing, and I left, and I thought, I wonder if they grabbed that. So I have that language, and if you'd like, I can read it to you. And
go ahead.
Notwithstanding the provisions of RCW 3904-280, in unique circumstances, the city administrator may exceed the authorized authority granted. And then I don't know if that would be in the OMC or in this policy. If it is deemed in the best interest of the public and the project to be to approve an exceptional change order, provided that based upon the recommendation of the public works director and or the project manager, not issuing the exceptional change order would risk unacceptable project delay and or higher costs. An example, remobilization. And provided further that the next regular city council meeting is sufficiently far in the future that not issuing the exceptional change order would significantly risk the project's ultimate cost and or anticipated completion. In the event the city administrator approves an exceptional change order under the reasonable exception provision, he or she shall notify the city at the next regular meeting of the city council and seek ratification of his or her actions by resolution of the city council. The reason why I think that that's so important, especially in public works projects, if you've got a civil team or a civil contractor on site, and we're 3 weeks out to our next meeting, and we need a change order to over-X something because we, for whatever reason, and we say, hey, no problem, there's nothing else they can work on, and we say, in 3 weeks, we'll let you know, they're yanking equipment heading somewhere else, and that's going to cost us a buttload of money. Now, I mean, we can put a lot of effort into calling people up, call a special meeting, or we can have a clause in there that says, hey, this is a logical decision, and I dare a city council member to disagree with this at the next meeting by saving, you know, tens of thousands of dollars potentially.
Well, you could put that clause in there just under change order on a different line.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think it's important to have that reasonable exception in there to give the city administrator the latitude to execute something outside the confines of the language, the sideboards that we put up here in this language, if it's deemed in the best interest of the city by saving money or saving a schedule.
I agree.
Because of our meeting schedule being so far in the future.
I agree.
So if that's... If,
is there
if,
any other comment on that?
No.
Okay. Then when we go to the motion on this, we'll want to make sure the motion includes the John Erickson language that he proposed.
I can email it to you.
Yeah, to me.
And do you want me to email it to Ollie?
And to Tanya. Yeah. Okay. Let's continue. So then they're really, these are just mainly state law requirements on, and I wish they were higher, but they're still at 7,500 for materials, goods, and equipment not associated with public works projects. And items costing more than 7,500, if budgeted or otherwise approved by council, the mayor may execute the purchase. If they exceed the budgeted amount, then those will go to the city council first. Or if they exceed the budget amount, then anything less than 7,500, if budgeted or otherwise approved by the council, the department head has the authority to execute those purchases. Doesn't look like anything. There's any changes in the personal services. And then we eliminated this language because it was inconsistent and we were going to dial in on the change orders on this policy. So what the council is doing is looking at, I mean, council has the authority to set the policy. So purchasing is complex enough. And so staff was just looking for direction from the city council. I think we've received that direction. Kelly has weighed in on what he thinks that the language should be and what the amounts are. And I think that the purchasing or the change order with these changes discussed by committee and again here tonight, I think that's the wishes of the council. Am I correct? Is there any discussion?
Not on my part.
If we're setting a budget, we've got to give the latitude to our staff to operate.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think so. I think that's fair.
So the committee went over it really well, and the committee members were the members that were concerned with the allocation of the funding and stuff. So they've answered their own questions for themselves. Okay. And if you're happy with this, we could probably prove it.
Let's do that.
Under procurement, using federal funds, shouldn't there be a category for state funds as well? Like if we're in the middle of a grant, fund like on the
catch.
On the parks. You know, like the grant funding that we received for doing the Lions Park is state funded money, right?
So with both state and federal projects, monies that we get, they come with a contract that says you get this money and the money is used for this purpose and you track it in this way and the items that you purchase, you have to track a certain way. And
sure.
All the thresholds and there are a whole series of requirements that follow both state and federal. There are a lot more requirements with federal than state. So we didn't always have this clause in here. We added this in just the last couple of years, but using federal funds clause. My thought is the contracts themselves already include all these requirements and all the restrictions that are associated with whatever we have, DOD, DOJ, Department of Health, all those. We added this specifically as a result of an audit that we got a few years ago where they said, we would like to see this language in your first policy. That's the only reason that language is in there. But I don't know that.
Since you have to follow the state, the contracts, then
I just wondered, we could change it real easy by putting state and federal funding. Then it served as a clause for both.
It is just a federal requirement. So it's a federal grants have that it has to be awarded by a council. So no matter what the dollar amount, so it can be under the $116,000, it can be a full size project, but it's a federal requirement. So it's not a state grant requirement.
Okay.
We follow the state procurement policy already, if I'm not mistaken, through RCW.
Yeah, this is
pattern up. All right.
John, do you want to make the motion?
Yeah.
Don't forget the caveat.
Yeah. I'm not going to read the caveat.
No, okay. That's fine.
I'll make a motion to approve the purchasing policy as presented with the addition of language for reasonable exception, which I'll email to the mayor and Tony.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, council. Now let's move to item 4B, which is adopting a resolution 2023, which adopts the updated City of Othello personnel policy. For the past 2 years, City of Othello staff has been working on a comprehensive update to the city's personnel policies. And what you have before you is the finished product after review by staff, WCIA, and Kelly Conkright, the city's attorney. We emailed a copy to the council on and with the updates and changes on March 2nd. And they reflect changes in state and federal law with regard to family medical leave, personal or paid family medical leave. And we made changes to the personnel policy to better reflect our contracts with the city union contracts that were just negotiated in the past several months. So tonight we're looking to adopt this policy by resolution. And with that, I'd like to ask council, do you guys have any questions about the policy? I know it's, 189 pages. We spent considerable amount of time on this. And then of course it had two legal reviews, one from our insurance carrier and one again by Kelly.
I'll move to adopt the resolution 2023-03 adopting updated city personnel policy 2023-02.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I'd like to thank Jackie, Spencer, the department heads for all their work that they put in on this. Every week when we had a staff meeting, we go over another section of it and we went through it section by section. And it was a comprehensive effort, as it says in the agenda memo. And I want to thank the staff for all their work on this. Thank you. Now I'd like to move to item 4C, which is the approval of the purchase of public works vehicles. Tonight we have with us our public works director, Kurt Carpenter. And there are two vehicles that he would like to purchase. And Kurt's here to explain that those purchases.
Evening, Council. These two vehicles are approved in the 2023 budget. One is for public works, one is for the IT department. It's difficult to find a gas or non-electric vehicle on the state bid. And if you do order them, they're 18 months out at best. So now a lot of the cities and jurisdictions are going to other means, like Sourcewell or auto places that have state authority of state prices. These are state price vehicles. The one that the F-150 that we would be purchasing will be going to Jim out sewer department. They really don't need the three-quarter ton. We'll rotate that three-quarter ton into one of the maintenance positions. And then IT is one that Abner requested during budget. And he asked me if I would, why I was purchasing, look for him for a pickup. So that's why I've come to you with these two.
Is there a price difference with state bid?
This is a state bid price.
This is the state bid price.
They have to go off of that state bid price.
Which one are you taking, the silver one or the black one?
The silver one.
I saw we had a black one already. Do we not? Is that one?
Mine's gray.
His is gray.
Yeah.
We're not going to stick with the white.
It's pretty tough to just, I mean, you got to kind of find what you need and you have to go after it. And it's just hopefully that changes in the next year or so that turns us into a purchasing environment.
Any other questions, Council?
Hey, just one last question, and I'm sure it can be answered quickly. I'm racking my brain, and I know we talked about it. Is there a reason why IT was going with a pickup versus a van?
I tried to pop the window there, but that's what they want.
Well, I mean, with reasonable logistics, I would go with a pickup, but it seems like IT carries enough ambient weather environment equipment that's sensitive that a van would make the more sense rather than 4x4 pickup, or at least the two-wheel drive pickup saving thousands. That would be my guess. Not trying to throw a wrench in the gears, I just was curious. I mean, if we're heading up wanting to speak with radio equipment, I get it, but it seems like this is a very expensive IT vehicle, unless it's going to be cross-used in different departments. I had a tough time swallowing that. Maybe you can help me. And I'm all ears, so I'm coming at this.
I got no answer for you on that. Searching for helping Abner out. My discussions with him was similar to that in the use. So basically following what his request is. So.
I agree with you 100%, but I think it was mentioned to Abner in council when he was asking it for his budget. And I think his response was that they haul desk, chairs, things like that.
Large equipment.
You know, I remember that.
Yeah.
Or for other locations, well, they kind of use it as a city vehicle to move things to places that need to be moved.
Whenever we go on, all their reporters, traveling department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chief Petz.
You had a comment, Chief.
Yes, Mayor. I'd also point out that I have been looking for an Explorer van for a good year and a half. It might actually be quite a bit easier to stick with a pickup than try to find a van.
Thank you.
So we are still searching for a van?
I'll update when I get there. Okay.
Is there, for my mind, it is. Chief, maybe you can answer this since you're already in the market, and I'm not wanting to skip. What's the van price if you're looking for a van?
Probably pretty
close. Right, those are passenger vans, but I could probably make a good guess with a utility van.
55 to almost 60.
So probably same similar price. If they were 30, I would.
Pickups are easier to find, I think, than vans. Okay.
So there's not a significant savings by going to a van versus a pickup.
Cargo vans are cheaper. I think you could probably get them for about that same price if you could find one.
I'll have to vouch for them on that. I haven't seen really any van.
Have you been looking? No, I'm just kidding. That.
We did that discussion. Yeah.
Well, we'll give it to them and then we'll listen to hear what we have, feedback with them.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Because he's probably going to ask for a canopy to keep things under cover.
That was my next. Yeah. I was going to save that for a future one. When's the topper coming?
No, I didn't hear her, but I can imagine.
There's going to be a topper with service.
Yeah. These are both short box, right?
Yeah, 5.5 foot.
5.5, yeah. I'd say, the long box, I know they're hard to find, but long box would be better.
Just out of curiosity, yeah. Why the difference in the prices? If they're both at 150 short box,
they're both. If you look at the bid price,
53.
These were the amounts.
This is the budget.
This is the budgeted amount.
Then if you look at the prices, they're all
within $1,000 of each.
Yeah.
I think one.
Not just options or whatever.
It's surprisingly, but the black one's cheaper than the gray one.
Yeah.
And you'd think the black one would be
more popular color.
Yeah.
Is what it is. It's a pearl.
Okay. I'll make the motion to approve the purchase of two F-150 pickups in the amount of $106,971.63.
I'll second that motion.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The last item on our current business is the approval of the purchase of a Public Works tilt deck trailer. Kurt?
There's been significant wear and tear on all the small equipment running around with them. Using them as a vehicle and putting more hours on the asphalt. So we're trying to change the way we do business and trailer small equipment to the sites and work. We have a few trailers down there that will work for some of the equipment. We need the additional tilt deck for a couple pieces. That's what we come to this. And what we're planning on hoping to use with some of the money that goes to the equipment red line budget number. I've provided an estimate of how much is left from remaining and then how much we would be using. Just kind of a heads up, what we're hoping to do with the remaining is motor pool. We're going to need to have some tools and things to set them. So that's kind of why we're trying to maintain that. This was the cheapest tilt deck we could find that would carry the weight that we're requesting. Okay, we provided three quotes from three different places. We had to buy it, but they were, the other two were way above these, even if it was three levels.
Weren't the trucks in the equipment budget? The trucks? The pickups weren't in the equipment?
Well, that's a separate budget item.
It's under vehicle.
Yeah.
This is going to do everything you need?
Yes. Yeah, we should be good to go with this one. This one, all the other trailers.
This one a brand new one?
This is brand new.
Oh.
Box trailers and just past the belt there.
It's weird because it was $7,000 difference in the pricing.
Yep. There was some that were $20,000 difference.
So have you completed all your purchases for equipment?
The only thing that we purchased, we haven't paid for the mini. It won't be here until probably May.
Mm-hmm.
So the mini excavator, that's the last one. And I took that money out of here.
Okay. Yeah. So $97,550 is what you've saved on equipment purchase. Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Good job. Spence is probably going to need that money.
So that's across the street, water, sewer stuff, across all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. All the pieces of equipment last year.
You just hang up on everything?
I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of a tilt deck trailer from Fox Trailers in the amount of $99.40.62.
I'll second that.
Sales tax and license.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Kurt.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Now, as we move to our unfinished business, the first item is a fire truck update. And we received the fire report with it. Gary sent pictures of the truck cab, and they're steadily working on our fire truck that we ordered last. That was more than it was. How long ago was that? It was over a year ago, wasn't it? So anyway, it's finally on the production line. They're getting ready to, finish up the rest of it and paint it. He was mentioning that the delivery date we're still looking sometime between July and September. So anyway, thought I'd give you that update. Then as we move to the next item of unfinished business, and that's the police vehicles update. And Chief, it's been difficult to get what you want. And so we're now getting kind of a backlog of vehicles that we need to replace. Can you update the council, please?
Yes, sir, council. So in 2021, council approved the 22 budget, 3 police cars. We ordered them in 2021, hoping to get a hold of the, or ahead of the rush, before the state had closed, because it's usually only open for window. We waited, those cars never showed up, they never got, and then they canceled them, if you all remember, at the end of 2022. And when they posted them again, they had raised the price $15,000 per car. So we quickly reordered those cars, came back to council and vice council that Ford had played one on us. Well, we moved those 3 cars forward into the 2023 budget, as well as the 2 additional cars that we needed that were planned for this year. So at this point, we had 5 hybrid cars ordered off of the state bid contract out of Linwood or wherever that company is out of. Now, these cars are a 90% built police car. So when we get it, it has everything but the police radio in it. It's got lights, siren, computer mount. It's basically just waiting for the computer and the radar unit to be put in it. So we got a hold of the state dealer and asked, what the projection was to get these cars this year. They said not likely. They said if we want to get these police cars, we had a better chance if we ordered standard gas models. So I didn't come back to council. I wanted to keep the ball rolling, and so here we are. And so can't cancel it if council deems that necessary. But we changed the order from hybrids to gas, knowing that that is going to increase our fuel consumption. But that's our best guess at this point on trying to get the vehicle this year. Now, to put that in scope and why that's important, we try to replace these police cars every 8 years, admin cars every 10 years. By the time the car is 8 years into its life, it's especially the gas versions that are kept running a lot longer. They've got a lot of hours on. Well, we have gas vehicles that were supposed to be pushed off the line last year that now have over 100,000 miles, which if you put hours on that, that's easily twice what that life is. So we have 5 cars. One of the council know we're not saving, probably not saving any money. It may in fact cost us a little more by the time we're done. But the 5 cars have been switched from hybrid to gas in the hopes that we can get them this year. We desperately need them this year. Now to touch on the Explorer van, we've been trying for a couple years now to buy an Explorer van. Every year the price goes up, so we budget. The next year the price has significantly increased. This year we increased it, I think, adequately. I think we have 65,000 in that line, might be 60. It should be enough to get us a good Explorer van. The issue is now there's nothing on state pricing other than electric cargo vans. And that's full electric. I don't believe those are hybrids at all. So I'm actually going to be coming to council asking for emergency purchase authorization. And then when we find one, because they're not lasting long on car lots, when we find one, we're within budget, then we would be able to purchase it. But
any reason we can't give you that authorization now? Because with the
Purchasing policy, I think you fall in, the administrator is able to pull that trigger for you.
Up to $75,000.
Yeah,
so.
Isn't that on public works projects or is that on all projects?
No, I think that's just purchases.
Okay.
Materials, goods, and equipment. So, anything up to
116. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So then the issue then is, I mean, we have three ways of buying vehicles: a competitive bid, which State Bid works, sole source, or what's the other one? Emergency purchase. So in this case, I mean, it is still an emergency purchase because we're not purchasing it according to a bid, and we're not sole sourcing it. So if council agrees, I can put something together and then the mayor can authorize it.
Would it be unreasonable? I don't think it's unreasonable for us to ask, but just to be updated, even in police chief updates, that what he bought and what it cost, so we can at least compare it to the budgets that we look through, just for sanity purposes, to know we're staying within our budget. And I really has no bearing on the policy, just kind of an update.
Okay. All right, thank you, Chief. Do we have any other unfinished business, Council? Is there any new business tonight? We move to item 6. In your folders is the court calendar. That's now been set with the judge. Also, in your folders is those that are on the fire committee. There's a semi-annual meeting in April. John, do you know what day that is?
11.
On the 11th.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on the 11th.
Are we sure it's on the 11th?
Well, that one came from them.
No. Not me, so.
I knew somebody was going to bring that up.
It was a lonely day down in that way.
Okay. With that, council also will receive the planning commission minutes from their last meeting. And having no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 6:41 p.m.
Yes. Yep.